This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. More than 1,000 people are missing and more houses were destroyed on Friday in flood-stricken regions in western Germany and Belgium, where more flooding is feared with a death toll already over 1,000. Entire communities lay in ruins after swollen rivers swept through towns and villages. In Germany alone, more than 90 people have died in what is the country's worst mass loss of life in years. That number is feared to rise further after more houses collapsed. While in Belgium, the media says there the death toll is at least 14. Mobile phone networks have collapsed in some of the flood-stricken regions, which means that family and friends are struggling to track down their loved ones. The German military has deployed over 700 soldiers in two affected states to help with rescue efforts. Thousands of residents in neighboring Netherlands were ordered to leave their homes early Friday as floodwaters peaked. Japanese authorities are searching for a Ugandan weightlifter on Friday after he went missing just a week before the Tokyo Olympics, which have sparked public opposition over their coronavirus risks. The 20-year-old who was taking part in a training camp near Osaka failed to turn up to a COVID-19 test and was not in his hotel room. His disappearance comes with intense scrutiny in Japan over the risk of virus infection spreading from the postponed 2020 games as cases surge in the country. Among thousands of games-related arrivals in July, only a handful of positive cases have been recorded. But ahead of the opening ceremony on July 23rd, Tokyo is under a virus state of emergency and has in recent days recorded its highest infection number since January. This is VOA News. President Cyril Ramaphosa said on Friday his government would not allow anarchy and mayhem to prevail in South Africa after violence this week, which he suggested had been deliberately provoked. The president made the remarks when he visited the area near the port city of Durban, one of the area's worst hit in a week of looting and arson that destroyed hundreds of businesses and killed more than 100 people. The president said the government was doing everything it could to deal with the unrest, which he said had severely dented investor confidence and hit South Africa's economic recovery. As violence appears to be abating, companies are working to restart operations. And calm is returning to parts of the commercial capital, Johannesburg, though most shops remain shut. The rioting broke out in several parts of the country following the jailing of Ramaphosa's predecessor, Jacob Zuma, last week for his failure to appear at a corruption inquiry. It swiftly turned into looting and destruction, driven by widespread anger over the poverty and inequality that persists nearly three decades after the end of white minority rule. The president said in Durban that it was quite clear the incidents were, quote, instigated, and we are after these people. He did not specify whom. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday issued an advisory to warn United States businesses about risks to their operations and activities in Hong Kong after China's imposition of a new national security law there last year. The advisory from the Departments of State, Treasury, Commerce, and Homeland Security warns businesses in Hong Kong they are subject to the territory's laws, including the National Security Law, under which foreign nationals, including one U.S. citizen, have been arrested. It says businesses face risks associated with electronic surveillance without warrants and the surrender of corporate and customer data to authorities. It adds that individuals and businesses should be aware of potential consequences of engaging with sanctioned individuals or entities and warns they could face Chinese retaliation for complying with the U.S. and other international sanctions. The advisory comes just over a year after former President Donald Trump ordered an end to Hong Kong's special status under U.S. law to punish China for what he called, quote, oppressive actions against the former British colony. The advisory says businesses should consider the potential reputational, economic, and legal risks of maintaining a presence of staff in Hong Kong and should carry out due diligence. The warning comes days after Washington strengthened its warning to businesses about the growing risks of having supply chain and investment links in China's Xinjiang region, citing forced labor and human rights abuses there. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.